Omo, life as a single person is difficult because body no be firewood. We have all these sexual desires and urges, and because we're believers, the Bible says that, you know, sex is meant for marriage, we have to wait. We've heard people tell us, they tell us in church, our parents have probably preached the message to us, we see it on social media, if you're single, lock up, wait till you marry. But the thing is that we feel these things. Konji is there. Konji is strong. And then sometimes we now end up resorting to like other means. You get, let's just cut around the corner, small, small. It's not like we're going to sleep with somebody, but we will just, you know, try to satisfy these desires until we now marry and we have license to go all the way. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about one of the corners we caught, masturbation, and we are going to be examining it to see if it is a sin. What does the Bible say about masturbation? We've probably heard a lot of people's opinions, but we're going to actually check today to see what the Bible has to say about masturbation. Let's get right into it. Hi guys! Welcome to a new episode of Big Sister Conversations, a show for people who want to grow in their faith, make better choices, and strengthen their relationships. I'm your host, Eniola. Before we get into today's conversation, I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast so that you can find it easily when you want to listen again. You can also subscribe to my newsletter to become a part of the community. I send encouraging and personal emails every month to keep you hopeful and inspired. The link is in the show notes. It's time for my favorite part of the show, social media shout out. Today's shout out goes to Utiwe. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm just going to read the review. Hey Eniola, I want to say a big thank you for always sharing your life experiences and also the word of God with us. I am always blessed by every session. God bless you, big sister. Thank you so much. You guys, I love it when you leave a review, and you can do so on Apple Podcasts or Spotify because it helps the show get more credibility. More people can see it and, you know, our little community just keeps expanding. So I'm looking forward to more reviews from you. It's very simple. All you have to do is just give it like a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or just type a short review. Once you type a short review, you can only do short reviews on Apple Podcasts for now. Once you leave a review, I'm just going to read it out here and give you a shout out. So yeah, I'm looking forward to more reviews from you guys. So the thing about conversations like this is that they're usually delicate given the subject matter. And I don't have a lot of experience, so I'm going to be sharing from my personal experience. And then I did a little Bible study and read up on some articles. So I've merged everything into like a comprehensive thought. And that is what I'm going to be sharing. So you can think of this as a disclaimer. I'm not claiming to be an expert. I'm not claiming to be a Bible theologian. Neither am I claiming to be like somebody that understands how sex and the human body works and everything. I don't know all of that. All I have is my personal experience, and I've tried as much as possible to glean from other people's experience and, of course, the wisdom provided in the Bible. So even though I'm going to be saying a lot of things, right, it's okay for you to go back and read your Bible and talk to maybe your pastors or people you trust and just get like a balanced idea. But as much as possible, I'm going to try and share information I know is helpful and aligns with the word of God. Well, before we go into all of that, I want to talk about my personal experience. If you haven't listened to the episode on addictions, shame, and the gospel, I would advise that you go back and listen to it, particularly if you're struggling with masturbation or any other form of addiction, really. It would help. And also, I shared in detail my story. So today's just going to be like a summary. So I started reading pretty early. And then, you know this thing of when you read a lot of books, you want to read more books, particularly if you enjoy it. But the system in my house was, my mom used to wait till the end of the term to see my results. So depending on how good my results were, then that would determine if she would get me books or not. That's when I say books here, I'm talking about novels, not school books. So if I had straight A's, Chances were that on the last day of the term, we would be stopping at a bookstore and I could pick any book of my choice. But I had to wait till the end of the term, every school session. It meant that I didn't have access to as many books as I wanted. So as I grew older and I had access to the internet, I started to look for free books online slash free stories online. That was the start of my problems. Because like many of the stuff online were not censored. There were just a lot of people just writing their thoughts. And unfortunately, I was exposed to a lot of depraved content. So I started reading erotica pretty early. Erotica is just basically a genre of storytelling that talks about sex a lot in graphic details. So I was exposed to erotica early, and that just basically, you know, when you read something, you eventually become curious and you want to try it out and you want to see how it goes. So basically, that was how my experience started. It started with being exposed to early and being overly curious to the point where I wanted to see what it's like. Now, the thing is, because I grew up in a Christian home, right? Of course, I knew there were lines I couldn't cross. So I grew up with my parents telling me sex outside of marriage is a sin. How did they used to say that thing? Marriage is honorable and the bed kept undefiled, something like that. So I basically grew up knowing that fornication is wrong. I mustn't have sex outside of marriage. But a part of me was still like, okay, how much can I get without actually crossing the line? Like, how far can I go without actually crossing that line? And so a lot of effort was channeled into, okay, what are the lines I can cut? What are the boundaries I can sneak past without actually having sex? And I know that for many of us, it's the same thing, right? So at least if you're a girl, you grew up probably hearing that, oh, it's better to marry as a virgin. Virginity is the best gift you can give your husband, which I totally disagree with. But yeah, the value of sexual purity was overemphasized to us. I don't even think it was over. It was emphasized as it should have been. But nobody told us how to deal with these sexual urges and all the feelings we would be having. We were just told, don't sleep with a man or don't sleep with a woman that you're not married to. But how to actually handle the feelings, because the feelings would come and they would come strong, nobody told us. So for many of us, I'm sure it was this thing of how do we just cut the corners without quite crossing the line? And that was it for me. That was it for me. And one of the lines, one of the things I discovered was masturbation. Like, oh, okay, I could do this and still feel good and, you know, ease the sexual tension I'm feeling without actually sleeping with a man. And that was how I stumbled on masturbation. And in examining what the Bible says about masturbation and is it a sin, is it not a sin, I just want to expressly say first that the Bible does not talk about masturbation. It doesn't say masturbation is a sin or masturbation is not a sin. The Bible is silent about masturbation. But we know that the Bible contains wisdom for our lives. Like the Bible is our manual, the Bible is our guidebook. So I'm sure that we can find principles in the Bible that can guide us on determining whether masturbation is wrong or not. So today we're just going to be examining what God's take on masturbation is, at least based on what the Bible has told us. So one of the things like I want to establish is what is the purpose of masturbation? If you're listening to this and you don't know what masturbation is, permit my pigeon, no be me go spoil you. I won't tell you what it is, but let me just let me but just by listening, you would have an idea of what it is, right? And if you don't know what it is, trust me, you are in a good place. You should not know what it is. It's not, well, this is me talking from my own experience. You shouldn't know what it is. It doesn't help you in any way, but that's my experience. But yeah, and if you're listening to this and you don't even know what it is, perhaps maybe you're a little too young for this conversation, so it's okay if you skip it. You know, it's not bad. But yeah, the purpose of masturbation is pleasure, sexual gratification. Nobody will tell you they masturbate because they just want to. That's weird. I mean, you have to be getting something from it before you do it. And if you have all this sexual pleasure, all this sexual tension, rather, masturbation is an outlet where, like, it allows you to get rid of the sexual tension and feel good in the process. So the purpose of masturbation is pleasure, is to get sexual gratification. Let's talk about God's design for sexual pleasure. God's design for sexual pleasure is that He wants it to be achieved within a marriage. So I've heard my pastor say many times, sex is good. God created sex. Sex was God's design. So sexual pleasure is not a bad thing. Let's first establish that. Wanting sexual pleasure, desiring sexual pleasure is not a bad thing. God designed our bodies to want it. But there's a way in which he designed it. He designed that it must be within the context of a marriage, meaning the only legal, in quotes, avenue for you to get sexual pleasure is the way God has said you should. And that is between a married man and a woman. That's where God sanctions. So what sanctions? That's where God allows sexual pleasure to be derived within a marriage. So now I'm just going to be examining scripture for a minute. I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 7, 1 to 3 in the Message translation. So here's what it says. Now getting down to the questions you asked in your letter to me. First, is it a good thing to have sexual relations? Certainly, but only within a certain context. It's good for a man to have a wife and for a woman to have a husband. Sexual drives are strong, but marriage is strong enough to contain them and provide for a balanced and fulfilling sexual life in a world of sexual disorder. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality, the husband seeking to satisfy his wife and the wife seeking to satisfy her husband. Marriage is not a place to stand up for your rights. Marriage is a decision to serve the other, whether in bed or out of it. So yeah, I'm just going to stop there. So, but from what we have read, you can see that in the Apostle Paul, in answering the Corinthians, so the Corinthians had written a letter to him asking, okay, so we are new to the faith. We don't really understand some of the things that we can or cannot do. And the Corinthians were pagans. They were Gentiles. They were not used to living under God's law like the Jews. So they're like, on this thing of sex, is it good? And Paul says, Apostle Paul says, certainly, but within a certain context, within a certain context, and that context is marriage. God designed sex to be between people who are married. God designed sexual pleasure to be between people who are married, right? So, and the way God designed it is that it should involve service, giving your body to your spouse. So from what we read, the husband's body doesn't belong to him, the wife's body doesn't belong to her, it belongs to both of them. And the focus is service. Your focus should be serving your partner. But the thing about masturbation is it's individualistic. You don't have a partner. There's nobody you're serving, there's nobody that is serving you. So first of all, you can see that it's a little outside God's design. So technically, it doesn't involve another person, it's just you, yourself, and you. But the focus is supposed to be service. So you're not supposed to serve yourself, you're supposed to serve your partner. So you can see that it's kind of not in line with what God has designed, right? Okay. So where does masturbation fall now? Like, is it a sin? Is it not a sin? Even though it doesn't look like what God has designed, but can we categorically say it's a sin or not? I will not answer that question. I know maybe you're wondering, so what's the point? Well, that's a question I'm going to leave for you to answer after I have presented the facts before you. So my goal in this episode is just to present the facts. The decision is up to you. I can tell you my decision, but last, each man for himself, do you get? All right. So now there are different arguments about whether masturbation is a sin or not. Some people say that sexual desire, sexual urges, they are a need, like hunger. It's just a natural need every human has. Hunger, for instance, you cannot do without food. You have to satiate your body. But the problem with this argument is that sexual desires are not a need. You can't go without sex. There are people who never have sex or even do anything to achieve sexual pleasure for years, for decades, e.g., Apostle Paul. He was unmarried, so we assume that he did not have sex at least from the duration where he became a believer down to whenever he died. So it's not something you cannot do without. It is strong. In fact, the Bible acknowledges it. Sexual drives are strong, but marriage is strong enough to contain them, meaning you can hold yourself until you are married, and even when you are married, if your partner is not available. So yes, it is strong, but it is not a need. So the argument has been demolished. Secondly, some people say that the problem with masturbation is the fact that it only becomes a sin when lust is involved, because lust is a sin. But my question is it possible for you to engage the process without having lust in your heart? If you can, or more, you are a superhuman being. So I'm just going to mention about five things to note about masturbation to help you just, have a balanced idea and make the decision for yourself as to whether it's something God would want you to engage in or not. So the first thing is that the question we should be asking? The question of is masturbation a sin? Is that the question we should be asking? Now, the problem with asking the question of if masturbation is a sin is that it can be indicative of spiritual immaturity. Let me explain. So the Bible is clear. Sex should be within marriage. Sexual pleasure is reserved for marriage. Then we are now asking, okay, but can I do this? But can I do this? The standard has been set. The standard is clear. There's no need trying to find out how much we can get away with. Once we start asking such questions, it shows that we're not understanding God's heart behind it. When they say sex is supposed to be reserved for marriage, your focus should not be on how much you can get away with. It's like people who are in a relationship asking how far is too far. The fact that you're asking that question is too far already. Do you understand? Your focus should not be on how much you can get away with. There's a problem. Because God, when God saved you, he did not save you to a system of rules and regulations. The Holy Spirit is in you, who is the ultimate regulation for you. And he can help you know what is right and what is wrong. So once you start asking that question, it seems as though you are looking for an outlet to be able to justify masturbation. So first of all, examine your heart if you're really asking if masturbation is a sin. There's a deeper question you should be asking. When we are mature in our relationship with God, we are not looking for rules and systems to keep us. We trust the Holy Ghost to direct us on what is right and what is wrong. Can you sincerely say that if you engage in masturbation, the Holy Ghost is pleased with you? Do you understand? So this is a conversation you should first of all be having with God. Have this conversation with God. From there, let him expose the deeper issues. Then you would know whether or not masturbation is a sin. So that's why I said I will not answer it for you. I will just give you pointers. So another thing I would say is masturbation can be addictive, right? What I mean is, first of all, you have freedom in Christ to do anything. The Bible in 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Sexual desires are strong, but they should not be a driving force in your life. So everything is permissible. There are so many things the Bible doesn't restrict for us as believers, as Christians, really. There are so many things that the Bible has given us freedom over, e.g. masturbation, because God is not explicit about it. So you have a choice as to whether to engage in it or not. But let's 1 Corinthians 6:12 be a guide for you. It is permissible. It may be permissible, but is it beneficial? The fact that you enjoy fleeting pleasure for a few seconds, is it worth it? Is it worth it, really? Because the way God has designed it, there's a reason he designed it that way. And the thing is, at least for me, I had a lot of guilt and shame from just engaging in the process. So I enjoy pleasure for a few seconds and then I feel bad for weeks. Is it really beneficial? Is it worth it? Then it's permissible, but is it controlling you? It is very addictive. There was a point where I could not do without it. At that point, that became a master over me. So do you really want your sexual desires to be in control? Think about it. Another thing I would say is your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and you must glorify God with your body. It's expressly stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. So if your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, is the person who is resident inside of you happy with the way you're treating your body? Does masturbation glorify God? Because the Bible says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it for the glory of God. Can you clearly say that stimulating yourself sexually, does it glorify God? Does it give God glory? And maybe you might want to ask, oh, in marriage, does it give God glory? I think it does. I think it does because it's God's desire. And apparently, from what I have heard, again, I don't know anything about marriage and sex, but from what I heard, it helps couples grow closer. It helps their marriage stay stronger. So it does glorify God in marriage. But as a single person or just on your own, does it glorify God? Can you be masturbating and immediately pray after with a clean conscience? That's a question you should answer. Then another thing is conviction. So in Romans 14, 22-23, right, the Bible says that anything that does not come from faith is sin. So Paul was answering the question about, should we eat meat sacrificed to idols or should we not eat meat sacrificed to idols? And then he talked about, you know, there's freedom. But the thing is, if you're not fully convinced that what you're doing is right, then it is sin for you. If you do not do it in faith, it is sin. So is it something that you can do in faith, trusting that, oh, this is not wrong? If you truly believe, you are convinced in your heart that it is not wrong, then perhaps you might be able to go along with it. But if you are still doubting, you're not sure, is it a sin, is it not a sin, you're not doing it in faith and it is sin for you. Finally, the last thing I would say is self-control is a fruit of your spirit. Your sexual desires may be strong, but the Bible expects you to exercise self-control. Scripture says God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of discipline. Right? Even when you're mentioning the fruit of the spirit in Galatians 5, you mention self-control as one of them. So yes, your sexual urges may be strong, your sexual desires may be very, very intense, but you have self-control. I know the world says freedom is doing whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want it, but such freedom is dangerous. Any freedom that does not have boundaries is dangerous, and that's where self-control comes in. God has given you self-control. God has a design for sexual pleasure, and you should do it His way. And He has given you the Holy Spirit, who produces self-control inside of you to keep you until it becomes not sinful, until it becomes allowed, until it becomes like God is okay with it, right? Masturbation often demonstrates a lack of self-control, and that is contrary to your nature in Christ. You have self-control. You can control yourself. You can say no to your sexual urges. That brings me to the end of today's episode. So I did not answer the question about whether masturbation is a sin or not. That is something you would have to figure out. What I have done in this episode is to just mention things you should consider in answering the question. And when the first thing I said is, the question about whether masturbation is a sin or not can be indicative of spiritual immaturity. So you need to examine, why am I asking how far is too far? Because technically it's the same thing as that. So check your heart. Why do you want rules? Secondly, you have freedom in Christ, right? But masturbation can be addictive. Do you really want to be mastered by something not so great as your sexual desires? Another thing I mentioned is your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? And whatever you do must glorify God. Does masturbation glorify God? Then your conviction. Are you fully convinced that masturbation can be done to glorify God? Because anything that is not done from faith is sin. And finally, self-control is a fruit of your spirit. Masturbation often demonstrates a lack of self-control, and that is contrary to your nature in Christ. So you need to ask yourself, giving into my sexual desires, is it indicative of a lack of self-control? So yeah, I'm just really praying that this episode has blessed you. I would advise you to pray if you're struggling with masturbation, or if you're just trying to know if it's a sin or not. Pray about it. Talk to God about it. Let God help you. Let God guide you. And if you actually have genuine questions about sexual intimacy, you want to understand your sexuality, but you want to do it in a safe and healthy way that does not lead to sin, nor does it make you a slave to your sexual desires, there are a lot of Christian resources out there that can help you and guide you. One of my favorites is Authentic Intimacy by Dr. Julie Slattery. So she talks about sex and sexuality for single people, for married people, without being overly graphic, without stimulating you, without it being erotic. It's just a safe way to learn without polluting your mind. So yeah, you can check it out. I would leave a link in the description box. Thank you for listening to this episode of Big Sister Conversations. If you liked it, please rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @Eniola_Adeko to keep up with me and to keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember that God loves you and I'm rooting for you.